नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशोत्तरिणी. सो आई एम स्टैंडिंग हियर इन प्रभुपाद क्वार्टर्स जुहू टेम्पल राधारास बिहारी टेम्पल इन मुंबई. सो दिस प्लेस लुक्स वेरी ऑपुलेंट Prabhupada's quarters. But in reality, Prabhupada's life, especially to build this movement, was not so opulent as it looks now. Prabhupada was a messenger from the spiritual world sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's appearance in this material world or the appearance of ISKCON and all these activities whatever is going on now, we should not think this just happened accidentally. Actually, what is happening now ISKCON, spreading the glories of Holy Name, devotees coming from all over the world, which cannot be imagined. That people from America, Germany, Japan, China, Russia, Africa, people are accepting Krishna consciousness and becoming Vaishnavas. But behind what happening now, there's a long, long plan by Lord Krishna. As Brahma Vaivarta Purana explains, 5000 years ago, when Krishna preparing to go back to Godhead, to Golok Vrindavan, that time all rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri, all holy rivers in the personification form, they appeared in front of Krishna. And they approached Krishna saying that, now you are leaving earthly planet. We want to go back with you also. We don't want to stay here because once you leave this planet, Kali Yuga will start. People will engage in so much sinful activities. And they will all come take bath in our water and they will leave their all sinful reactions. How can you tolerate that? So we want to go back to Godhead. At that time Lord Krishna said, no, you wait for 5000 years. After 5000 years, when time will come, there will be devotees all over the world. Devotees will come from all over the world to take bath in your water and they will chant my holy name. In this way, with the association of devotees, they will come from all over the world, you can live very happily. The point I am trying to make, this prediction was there by Lord Krishna 5000 years ago, where he has mentioned clearly that there will be Krishna Bhakta all over the world, and one day they will all come to India to take bath in the holy rivers of India. So we can see that what Prabhupada did now, that was predicted. In this way we can be confirmed. So Prabhupada is coming by the plan of Lord Krishna, which was predicted 5000 years ago. And 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, Prithivite Asyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pracharita Haivamara Nam. So now these glories of Holy Name has spread all over the world to different towns and villages. So how this has become possible? Because of Srila Prabhupada. Who else could be the cause to fulfill this prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Prithivati Asyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pracharita Haidambara Nam? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had said, in Chaitanya Mangala it has been stated that Mahaprabhu said, one of my Senapati Bhakta will come who will spread, preach this glories of Holy Name all over the world. So now this glory of Holy Name has been spread all over the world. Who else could be that Senapati Bhakta except Srila Prabhupada? So this was 500 years ago. About 150-200 years ago, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great Acharya in Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya, he had predicted, actually he was thinking that when that day will come, that people from Russia, Persia means France, Russia, from different part of the world will come to India and they will embrace Indian devotees saying Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Now we see that has happened because of Srila Prabhupada. People from America, Germany, Japan, China, Rus coming and they are embracing Indian devotees and chanting together Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. So here we see all this starting from 5000 years ago, 500 years ago, 150, 200 years ago. All this prediction of Supreme Personality of Godhead and great Acharya has come to be truth because of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we should understand the unique position of Srila Prabhupada, his unique role in creating this bona fide International Society for Krishna Consciousness, this ISKCON movement, which is meant to take people back to Godhead. So next point I would like to address, that Prabhupada's sacrifice, what he has sacrificed to build the society for the benefit of the people in the whole world. Now we see many people going to America to preach Krishna consciousness. Many Gaudiya Matha Maharajas also going to America. Many gurus, devotees going, preaching and making disciples, establishing temples. And in the future, many more people will go. There could be people who could speak a much more better way, eloquently than Prabhupada, who could establish more math, more temples. There could be people in the future who will go to West, make many more disciples than Srila Prabhupada. But still, in history, Prabhupada's position will be unique. How it will be unique? That is not only matter of going to Western countries and giving big lecture, nice things, making more disciples for temples. Even in future, many more preachers will go, gurus, sannyasis will go. But what they will not be able to do, that is Prabhupada's sacrifice. The way Prabhupada sacrificed, the way Prabhupada, when he went first to America, what he has to face, no one else will have to face like that. You can go very comfortably, speak, preach, speak nice class, but we will not get that opportunity of going through the trouble that Srila Prabhupada went through, the trouble to establish this glorious movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Where Prabhupada reached there, nobody there to receive him. And Prabhupada went, he was not welcomed by big, big university people or big personalities. The way, humble way he started the movement. So that is the glorious part of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. How he started this movement by preaching to the hippies who used to live on the street. Started this movement by playing on his kartal, chanting holy name in Tompkins Square, a park. These are unique things. That Prabhupada has to go through so much trouble if we go through Prabhupada Lilamrita. It's like one devotee was telling that that time we had very less facility. So devotees would be staying in one building along with Prabhupada with one toilet. They would stand in line to go to bathroom and Prabhupada would stand in line also. And that time devotees are so ignorant, they did not have simple courtesy to say, Swamiji, you go ahead. They would stand in line and Prabhupada would stand in line also. So that is what Prabhupada has to tolerate. Once I heard that Mukunda Maharaj was driving Srila Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada bite one apple and gave to Mukunda Maharaj as his prasad. Then Mukunda Maharaj bite that apple and give to Prabhupada back to eat. So this is what the people that Prabhupada was dealing. So in my experience, it is not only Prabhupada speaking the right philosophy properly to the people, it is also how he tolerated them, how he tolerated. So that shows the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. The people at the beginning when Prabhupada established ISKCON, all kinds of people, uncultured, not clear, don't know how to behave, they are coming to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada is tolerating them as a mother tolerates their baby. So that is the great thing that Prabhupada we can find in Srila Prabhupada, that no other guru acharya in the future they have to face by going to Western countries. There could be people going to Western countries, giving more big class, opening temples and making disciples, but they will go in a very comfortable way. So that is the unique things that Prabhupada has to contribute to this material world. So he had to go through so much trouble to establish the society. Once I was discussing one of the Prabhupada's disciples, I was telling, oh, Prabhupada went through so much trouble, problem to establish the society at the beginning. Oh, when he's struggling so much to establish the society, he has to go through so much trouble. And one of the Prabhupada's disciples said, Maharaj, don't think Prabhupada went through trouble at the beginning when he was trying to establish the society. He went through more trouble also afterwards. Even if his own disciples are giving trouble also, so much things happening there. The point I'm trying to make, Prabhupada was not going through a comfortable life to please Krishna, but he was going through different tests, different kinds of things to please Lord Krishna. So that is what the devotional service, Prabhupada has taught us the burden of love. Because of his love for Krishna, because of his dedication towards the instruction of his spiritual master, that whatever Prabhupada went through, so even in spite of so much trouble he went through, he was always feeling very blissful and very jubilant. So this is the symptoms of pure devotees. So what Prabhupada has done to us, what he has done for us, what he has done for the people of the whole earthly planet, no one in future will come to do like that. I'll tell, no one previously has done like that also. Many great acharyas, they have come, starting from Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, we are all very obligated towards them. We offer our 1,000 humble obeisances unto the lotus feet. But by their mercy, what Prabhupada has done is very unique. I'll tell, no previous acharyas have done like this, or nobody will come who will do like this. Of course, Prabhupada always used to say, being very humble, that whatever I am doing is not by me, by the mercy of my spiritual master, my previous acharyas. The point is, Prabhupada was that much qualified to get the mercy of his spiritual master and previous acharya. As Shastra says, jane jane shakti dhare brahmanda tarite pare. One person can be empowered to deliver the people of the whole universe. And that we see within Prabhupada, as he was empowered to deliver the people of the whole earthly planet. Otherwise, how it would be possible that people from America, China, Russia, so atheistic people, thousands of people chanting and dancing, people from Africa, not to speak of eating cow meat, people they drink cow blood, and they have stopped that and chanting holy name, following regulative principles. Actually, Mahaprabhu said, Prithivete Asyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pracharita Haivambara Nam. 50 years before Prabhupada go to West, not to speak of outside people are not believing this. Even if Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they could not believe. They were interpreting in different ways. Yes, Mahaprabhu said Prithivati Ashwata Nagaradigram, but that means not that a whole world will chant and dance, that means Indians will do, because nobody could believe Americans will chant, Europeans, Africans, nobody could believe in, even if Mahaprabhu had predicted, even if Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted, still Vaishnav of Gaudiya Sampradaya, they are not ready to accept this. Believe this as it is. So the point is, but Prabhupada, he proved, he established the prediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prediction of previous acharya, that true. So in this we are very, very obliged, grateful to Srila Prabhupada, so that he brought change in the lives of thousands and millions of people's lives, and he brought real auspiciousness to this earthly planet by spreading the glories of Holy Name. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.